time now for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. And no, we have not been, maybe we have been spreading germs. But I think, Gary, you've got the Gary Lee cold, don't you?
Good morning, Gary. Oh, yeah. I got the dreaded man cold. Here we go.
Yep. We've not been kissing, but... Oh, my goodness. So, quite a bit. How much rain did you all end up with last night? Quite a bit?
Got some thunder and lightning. I don't think we got more than a quarter inch.
Yeah.
Half inch, maybe. Yeah, not a lot, but it rained thunder and lightning.
Yeah, and, it's that time of year, but there is some warmer weather coming, and we had a beautiful day yesterday. I bet there were, like, 3 boats on the lake yesterday, wasn't there?
Yeah, yesterday, boy, there was everybody that could skip work and get out was out there. Until dark, there were boats going down the road and coming back up the road.
Yeah. So has the fishing, has it been pretty good?
It has. I mean, just like we talked last week, the striper hybrid white bass bite, some guys have been jigging for it and doing very well. Some guys like live bait and been doing good. And then there's some guys that say, we're getting a bite.
Mm-hmm. The people that are there a lot, they kind of know the spots, don't they?
Well, it's the spots. It's like you and I always talk about, it's finding the bait fish, following the bait fish, mm-hmm. whether that's, your graph, the birds, whatever it takes. And then knowing, sometimes this past week I heard the thing was their bite was so light that you... At first, people missed a lot of fish that way. They didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And that changes all the time.
Yeah. Not a real aggressive bite. I mean, you got to be on your toes to set the hook in one. What are some of the baits they've been having success with?
Tater baits, white trash, we've been the hot one. Silver flash has been good. And then live bait, been really good. Some of the guys still using some Rapala, the white ice fishing jig. Those have been working good. And then this time of year you get into, guys will be trolling with flicker shad and stuff for them. They'll start surfacing a little more, as we get into that spring change here. So that'll happen a lot.
Yeah. What about the bass, largemouth, lineside, Kentucky, smallmouth?
Still, the guys this past week still gets it fishing. Mm-hmm. I had a few guys throwing some different types of other baits, like a rogue or something like that, but it's still a little bit early, I think, for some of that.
Yeah, a little early for the jerk baits, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll be here.
Oh, yeah, in no time. But they're still getting it when they gets it.
Well, it is a great time of year. The forecast, I was kind of taking a peek at that before we went on. Today's not going to be that great. Windy. It's going to warm up, then it's going to bottom out. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny in the afternoon, 42. But Saturday, partly sunny, 50 degrees. That ought to be great. Sunday, sunny with a high of 60. And Monday, Washington's birthday, partly sunny and 60. So there's some great days coming up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the weather's, we're still only in February. We got a lot of cold weather still ahead of us.
Oh, yeah. Old man winter's just napping right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, take advantage of it when we can, right?
That's right. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, take a look at that. Leave us a message on there. And, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com, or just stop in if you're in the neighborhood.
Right on. Hey, my man, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Take care.